via remote. This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. President Donald Trump says confirmation of his Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, will go quickly while his Democratic rival, Joe Biden, is imploring the Senate to delay voting on her nomination until after the November 3rd election, to let the people decide. Trump's announcement of Barrett for the seat held by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is launching a high-stakes, fast-track election season fight over confirmation of a conservative judge who is expected to shift the court rightward as it reviews health care, abortion access, and other hot-button issues. Biden urged his former colleagues in the Senate to take a step back from the brink. President Trump said paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he ran for president and in his first year in the White House, according to a report in the New York Times. Mr. Trump has fiercely guarded his tax filing, becoming the only president in the modern era to not make them public. The details of the tax filings reveal a series of financial losses and income from abroad that some say could conflict with his responsibilities as president. Trump's financial disclosures indicate he earned at least $434.9 million in 2018, but the tax filings reported a $47.4 million loss. A federal judge on Sunday postponed a Trump administration order that would have banned the popular video sharing app TikTok from U.S. smartphone app stores around midnight. A more comprehensive ban remains scheduled for November, about a week after the presidential election. The judge, Carl Nichols of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, did not postpone that later ban. The ruling followed an emergency hearing Sunday morning in which lawyers for TikTok argued the administration's app store ban would infringe on First Amendment rights and do irreparable harm to the business. German Chancellor Angela Merkel paid a personal visit to Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny while he was undergoing treatment in a Berlin hospital for poisoning, her spokesman said Monday. News of the meeting is likely to annoy Moscow, which rejects the finding of German, French, and Swedish experts that Navalny was poisoned with a nerve agent in Russia last month. Russia has repeatedly criticized Germany over what it says is a failure to share information on the case. Quote, it was a personal visit to Navalny in hospital, end quote, Merkel's spokesman told a regular news conference, declining to disclose details of what was said or how long the meeting lasted. Germany still expects an explanation from Russia on the case. Navalny wrote on Twitter that it was, quote, a private meeting and conversation with the family, end quote. About 100,000 demonstrators marched in Belarus's capital, calling for the authoritarian president's ouster, some wearing cardboard crowns to ridicule him. The protests have rocked the country, marking their 50th consecutive day Sunday. Protests also took place in nine other cities, underlining the wide extent of dismay and anger with President Alexander Lukashenko, who has stifled opposition and independent news media during 26 years in power. The protest wave began after the August 9th presidential election that officials said gave Lukashenko a sixth term in office with 80% of the vote. The opposition and some poll workers say the results were manipulated. A cruise ship carrying about 920 passengers sailing off the Greek island of Milos was likely to dock at Paris port later Monday after 12 of its crew members were found to be positive for the coronavirus, an official at Greece's Civilian Protection Agency said. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.